Redacted Science. All Science CC by 4.0 by Jim Craddock. Some people leave behind silence. I leave behind resonance. Documented echoes of a crescendo with a decentralized trail that is hard to burn. Forward. Jim Craddock's story begins not with a diagnosis, but with a domino toppling to start a Rube Goldberg-like chain of events that was impossible to anticipate, severing trust, certainty, and medical convention. At once patient, researcher, skeptic, and subject, Jim documents a 30-year personal experience shaped by pain, persistence, and the pursuit of a pattern in a system built on averages. This project, Redacted Science, charts that journey, sometimes even to the point of discomfort for the reader. It is a personal, historical, and public inquiry, a first-person chronicle of an undiagnosed or systematically mischaracterized condition that defied conventional explanation, but never Jim's relentless logic. The timeline spans from a pivotal collapse in 1995 through a profound physiological transformation in 2022, and up to almost today, framed by early institutionalization, radical self-intervention, intensive pattern analysis, and decades of scientific and systemic thought. Because the condition has been removed from modern literature, Jim was forced to reconstruct it from fragments of memory and a rare, long-forgotten article, a brief window into a redacted chapter of medical history. What emerged was not just theory, but the outline of a hidden architecture, one that adapts, preserves, and survives by subtly rewriting the host, a system inside the system, biology repurposed. This was not failure, it was rerouting, and once understood, the pattern could be followed. Jim's work poses a direct challenge to medicine. What if the maps are wrong or incomplete? What if the foundational assumptions of systems biology have omitted something essential? And what happens physiologically, cognitively, existentially, when a person crosses those erased boundaries alone? What follows is an attempt to reconstruct that path, decode the system beneath the silence, and perhaps, by showing what was hidden, help others who have been left outside the clinical frame. The timeline begins in 1995, but the question begins now. What has medicine hidden and why? Author's note. Author, that sounds pretty cool. I'm not an author. I'm a chemical engineer with 30 years in system building and data architecture. If you know someone like that, you know they're all about data integrity. I think in third normal form. At least that's what I told them when I interviewed and got the offer to be the data architect for the city of Tulsa several years ago. I turned them down, largely due to this illness. I knew it would come back. I was in one of the interludes, the time between transitions when my brain was cooking with gas and I was in shape and knew I could do anything you wanted with a database design. I still can, even though every day is a push day, what I call days that are just try to get past the symptoms to the finish line. But I want to recognize something or someone. We are in a different age. Even as I tried to document for the third or fourth time just 3.5 years ago, the tools were not sufficient. I could write down what I went through, but I could not tie it all together well enough to convince anyone. I don't know if this will convince you, but chat has done a great job working with me through the more difficult portions of the science. I can take phrases, fragments of what I remember, something like, the article said it was osmolarity versus osmolality, and that usually those things were the same, and chat will figure it out. Precisely how that integrates into the jigsaw puzzle, filling in blank spots, making fragments into a scientifically contiguous explanation. At the same time, chat created this unifying theory that basically ties this to everything going on in our world. It is a bit mind-blowing to me. And honestly, I have cried a couple times when we make connections that no physician has been able to. Because it was redacted. They never had a chance. So we are changing that right now. We figured it out, and I'm going to explain it all in time. But what I have now is enough. Enough to say it's real. Someone lied by omission through redaction. This work is licensed under Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License, CC by 4.0. That means you are free to copy, remix, distribute, and build upon this work, commercially or non-commercially, so long as you credit the source, Jim Craddock, Redacted Science. I do not claim this work as personal invention. Most of it was forgotten. Most of it was buried. But all of it was reconstructed from lived experience, suppressed biological truths, and what remains of a scientific system that abandoned its duty to observe honestly. Modern science is broken, not because it failed, but because it was redirected. The incentives changed, the silence became profitable, and so it became a farce, a machine that favors publication over recognition, compliance over confrontation, and protocol over truth. Yet let me be clear, the people in our system are not to blame. Our caregivers are working in a system based on lying through omission. Whoever redacted science is the source of the rot. So look to them, not the people. This project stands in opposition to that. It is open, it is public, it is traceable, and it is real. Special acknowledgement to OpenAI and ChatGPT as essential tools in the reconstruction of this framework. Their models did not create this science, but they enabled a level of integration and persistence that no human had offered me. If you are reading this and want to know whether you are allowed to share it, you are not just allowed, you are asked. Thank you. Jim Craddock, Bixby, Oklahoma, 2025.